Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yep, a little disco for the Savage Nation. Since we have the Mad King Lear in the White House, we may as well just dance the night away. I wake up this morning, make it a little louder because the people are not going to like what they're about to hear. They need a little relief. They need relief from the madness. Madness. There's madness in the air. President Barack Obama is expected to issue an executive order today to send National Guard units to Liberia to fight Ebola. Play the music because some people just threw up. Obama may issue an executive order today, Thursday, to send American National Guard units to Liberia to help contain the Ebola outbreak. Staying alive. Now, I would say that listening to Obama, listening to Frieden, they don't know Ebola from Shinola. Every day they change their tune. The military itself knows more about Ebola than they do. And I got some other news for you. 17 nations have banned travel. 30 countries have banned travel into Ebola-stricken nations, but not this crazy sick nation under Obama. Nearly every African nation has instituted travel bans on West African countries with significant Ebola outbreaks. I think that they're racists. Even though they are African nations, I suspect they're run by racists. And I think King Lear Obama should send Eric Holder to Africa, as he has to Missouri, Ferguson, to investigate and see if he can bring the FBI against Gambia, Nigeria. He should investigate Togo, Gabon, the Ivory Coast, Senegal, Rwanda, Chad, South Sudan, Namibia, Angola, Botswana, South Africa, Congo, Lesotho, Equatorial Guinea, Kenya, Madagascar. Shall I read the rest of them? Mauritius, Mozambique, Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Gabon, and Morocco have all banned travel into the Ebola countries and banned, of course, travelers from these Ebola-stricken nations. And now in our hemisphere, Colombia has banned travel. The Caribbean island of Santa Lucia yesterday added their names to a growing list of nearly 30 countries that block travelers from virus-stricken Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. I would think, therefore, that King Lear Obama should send Holder to all of these African nations and, of course, to Santa Lucia to investigate racism and then sick the FBI on the leadership of these nations, because there's no question that the reason they ban travel from these nations is because they're racist. Now, it is true that they're African nations, but it doesn't mean that because they're black African nations they can't be racists. In fact, if you look at everything that the Obama administration does, is seen through the eye of racism. So why should we exclude Gambia, Nigeria, Togo, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Senegal, Rwanda, Chad, and so forth and so on? And I want to thank Newsmax, Nick Sanchez, for putting this list together. Even John Boehner came out of the coat room closet and gave a speech saying that a temporary ban on travel to the U.S. from countries afflicted with the virus is something that the president should consider, along with any other appropriate actions. Good for you, John. That's very tough. So you learned it first on the Savage Nation in radio today. Ebola travel bans enacted by nearly 30 countries, but not in King Lear's United States. Instead, King Lear goes on in clip three. Listen to clip three as King Lear babbles on about something he knows nothing of.
The key thing to understand about this disease is that
I know nothing.
These protocols work.
Oh, yeah?
We know that because they've been used for decades now.
What?
In Ebola cases around the world.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
The cases that were treated.
Any other sane Emory nation, the man would be removed from power by the government. They'd say, you blew it, man. Even the liberal New York Daily News said, get a grip, on their front page. The liberal Daily News said, get a grip. They know he's out of control. We have a madness in the White House here, and I'm telling you, there's something so wrong with the picture that it's going to take an act of Congress to remove this man. He's killing the country. And if you think I'm wrong on this, I want you to listen to General Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in clip 9. Listen to him now.
I've been worried about Ebola globally for about 90 days, and I have had some on my staff that were probably a little more worried than I was even a few weeks or months before that. I'm worried about it because because we know so little about it.
Well, he knows that they know so little about it, but Obama knows everything about it. That's why in his big booming voice, he gives the speech, well, the protocols work. Oh, we know the protocols work. He knows. No one else knows, but he knows. Now listen to Mr. Dempsey, General Dempsey, in clip 10. Listen to this one.
You know, you'll hear different people describe whether it could become airborne. I mean, if you bring two doctors who happen to have that specialty into a room, one will say, no, there's no way it'll ever become airborne, but it could mutate so it would be harder to discover. It actually disguises itself in the body, which is what makes it so dangerous and has that incubation period of about 21 days. Another doctor will say, well, if it continues to mutate at the rate it's mutating, and if we go from 20,000 infected to 100,000, the population might allow it the opportunity to mutate and become airborne.
I have a new respect for General Dempsey, who I think is speaking out because he cares about his troops. Obama cares about nothing except himself, and so he continues to go on and on about things of which he knows nothing. He's being advised by a man who doesn't know the difference between Ebola and Shinola. He's taking his advice from one of the most radical individuals in the history of the CDC, and that's saying a lot, this Free Dan. Do you know anything about him? You know, he was behind the Big Gulp soda ban in New York City when he was the city's health commissioner under Bloomberg. You probably heard that. I'm sure you heard that. Did you also know this, that Free Dan was the only city agency head who kept a bowl of condoms in the reception area of his office? What does that tell you about the head of the CDC? It tells you he's got his head up his bowl or whatever. He's into the soda tax. He's into banning soda, cigarettes, fat, trans fats, LGBT fats, not just tranny fats, but LGBT fats. He's into banning everything except what needs to be banned, which is travel in and out of these countries. And this is who's advising Obama. You cannot have an advisor who is more radical than the president and expect to wind up with a sane result. I invite you to read about King Lear, which used to be taught in American high schools when I went to school, tragedy by William Shakespeare. And it's very important that you understand how we've gone from King Lear to King Obama in less than one generation. The question, though, is who was the fool in the storm? That's the only one I want to know. I would think that King Lear is clearly Obama in the play. I would think the fool in the storm would be whatever his name is, CDC guy, Tommy Frieden. How do you feel about the National Guard being sent to Africa to work against the Ebola epidemic? I'll ask you a more loaded question. If you were a member of a National Guard unit who will be ordered to go to Africa to fight Ebola, will you go? Or would you commit civil disobedience and refuse to go? Would you rather go? Let me ask you this. Would you rather go to, where do they send them? Would you rather go to Leavenworth or go to an early grave? It's a very loaded question, I admit. But we have a government that's in meltdown right now. The government is out of control. Everybody knows the man is so over his head. He does not know what the heck he's talking about with regard to the ISIS war. There is no war. Their gains are phenomenal. He doesn't know what he's talking about with regard to Ebola. He doesn't know what he's talking about with regard to virtually any other topic. And the people know this. Now, I have no access to grind. As you well know, I'm neutral. It may be true that I'm a severe critic of this left-wing fanatical academic administration because of what they've done to this country. And it may be true that I've documented it in over 350 pages in the Stop the Coming Civil War. But I'll ask you something else since I have your attention now. If you wanted to start an insurrection in the country, how better to do it than to order men in the National Guard into an Ebola zone? What the hell do you think some of them are going to do? You think they want to come back and infect their wives and children? Now, don't tell me it can't happen. You're wrong if you say that. Because if you think that can't happen, then explain to me why 30 countries have banned travel into the Ebola nations. You think they're all crazy and hysterical? What, they eat too many trans fats? They drink too many sodas over in the South Sudan, Botswana, Angola, Rwanda, Senegal? Is that the problem? There's another thing that you got to hear. I'm the only one in the media with any scientific training that isn't even remotely connected to the subject of Ebola. I'm not an expert in virology, but I certainly as a PhD in epidemiology as part of my degree, I know enough to read the literature. I can read the literature with some degree of knowledge. I'm the only one in the media that I know of in the national media who can do this. There are medical correspondents who can do it. But there's no one with a national talk show who has the credentials I do, and I will wear them, and I'll wear them proudly. Because just as a military man wears his medals proudly, I'll wear my credentials proudly in a time of madness. Somebody has to stand up and say it like it is. And because I am the only one with the proper credentials in this field, and because I'm speaking out about the madness of King Lear, I was attacked by CNN the other day, and I'm going to play it. For those of you who missed it, I played it three times yesterday in 3 hours, and yet some people very close to me did not hear what they said about me. I want you to listen to clip number one.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged, we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
Well, you didn't do your fact-checking because shortly after you wrote that hit piece, moron, the military said that they're going to quarantine all the troops they're sending into the Ebola zone in Africa after they come back to make sure they weren't infected, old Jakey boy. I guess you dropped out of seventh grade science, Jakey boy, but the primary rule of epidemiology is that you contain the disease and you don't send healthy people into the diseased zone and bring them back, Jakey. I know you majored in ballet dancing. Reacting to Tapper's attack, Savage told WND the following. Since health workers in full biohazard gear have contracted Ebola, why wouldn't we expect one of the 5,000 U.S. soldiers sent into the epicenter of one of the world's most virulent epidemics to contract the virus? Common sense would dictate not to send soldiers into this region without expecting some of them to contract the disease. Common sense, which is lacking in Tapper's illogical mind, he said. Now, that was my response, which was not permitted on CNN, but it was permitted in the article on WorldNet Daily. And lo and behold, within hours of my statement, the U.S. military said they're going to quarantine troops that they're sending to these nations. So tell me, who's right, Michael Savage or CNN? Don't even call because you know I'm right. And what I'm telling you is, when I'm right on something, you're going to hear it. When I'm wrong on something, I usually admit it. But I got to tell you something. Why would, knowing this, why would Obama send the National Guard now? I'll tell you why. Madness and arrogance make the wrong decisions. It's a toxic brew. Madness mixed with arrogance means you double down on your mistake to prove that you're not wrong. I will be right back. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I know that people are concerned about the fact that the second healthcare worker had traveled. Here's what we know about Ebola, that it is not like the flu. It is not airborne.
Uh-oh.
The only way that a person can contract Ebola is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is showing symptoms.
Not true.
In other words, if they don't have symptoms, they're not contagious.
You're wrong. You're wrong. That's totally wrong. In fact, he's so totally wrong that I have to play General Dempsey again in a few minutes, but I finally figured out what's going on. I figured it out. I read when he's sending the National Guard. Well, he's got 3,000 to 5,000 troops sending over there from the Defense Department, right? Why does he have to send the National Guard now to top it off? I figured out what's going on. Now, look, many of you are going to find what I'm about to say hard to believe or hard to swallow because it's only a supposition. But one of the things that I'm listening to is from my analysis. Let me be very clear. People may disagree with me, but they know that I have a mind like a steel trap, which we used to say in the 70s. I was raised on logic and scientific method. I studied Aristotle in mathematical formulae. I can reason using mathematical formulae, using them in place of words. And I'm telling you what I figured out. Tell me if you agree. Why would President King Lear suddenly announce he's going to pass an executive order today and send the National Guard into Africa now when he has troops over there and going over there? Because there's a tug of war going on. There's sort of a coup going on. I don't mean a bloody coup. Don't get me wrong now. I think the military has dug their heels in and said, no more troops. We're not giving you any more. We're undermanned all over the world. We're not fighting the war against ISIS. We don't have another single troop. We're not sending another person there, not another troop. So Obama said, oh, really? I'll show you who the commander-in-chief is. I'll send the National Guard. I told you, madness and arrogance are a toxic brew. We are in a very dangerous place. You can make many literary analogies. King Lear is a very crude analogy, but it's not so bad. A better one might be the Caine Mutiny Court-Martial, the great Herman Wolke novel and movie, where the captain on the ship in the middle of a storm loses his nerve, and the ship almost goes down, and they court-martial him. And he's the one who went around, played by Humphrey Bogart, with the two steel balls in his hand that he constantly moved around in his hand out of anxiety. An incredible book. Incredible book. Great movie. I think we have the equivalent of the Caine Mutiny court-martial going on here without the court-martial. Without the court-martial. So we got big stories today. I'm giving you my interpretation, my analysis. Agree or disagree. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I want to use myself as an example just so that people have a sense of the science here. I shook hands with, hugged, and kissed, not the doctors, but a couple of the nurses at Emory, because of the valiant work that they did in treating one of the patients. They followed the protocols, they knew what they were doing, and I felt perfectly safe doing so.
Unbelievable. You know, my King Lear analogy will live for a very long time, because he's listening to a man who doesn't know Ebola from Shinola. They're taking their left-wing bias, and they're applying it to everything, including a killer disease, and it's not working. See, it's worked for them all of their lives. They've all gotten farther than they ever believed they could, using their left-wing hedge fund to get where they are. They've hedged everything by looking everything through the distorted lens of the left of the leftist bias, and it's worked for them. So now they're applying it to a killer epidemic, and it's not working, but they will not stop. Instead, they're doubling down on their bias. And what happens here is you have to go back to, I think, William Blake, who wrote, sorry for using so many literary analogies, because when things get tough, we have to go to the greats, whether it be in literature, science, poetry, art, or whatever. And Blake wrote, the mind that alters, alters all. And what I'm saying to you is his mind has altered everything, and it's now altering the epidemic itself, thinking that it will conform to his will. He's made everything else conform to his will, as you well know, whether it be the American people who are docile and pushed into a corner as though they're living in a dictatorship. He's bent everyone to his will. Now he wants the virus to bend to his will and conform to his and Mr. Soda Band's view. But you see, viruses don't behave that way. They're very smart, and they live in your body for 90 days, and they mutate while they're in your body. They're actually changing in your body. Did you know that? Raise your hand if you knew that. That's what mutation means. I realize if you're one of the leftists who flunked out of school to become a community organizer, you don't understand what I'm saying to you. Viruses are not constant. The only constant about a virus is that it changes form, which is why when you take a flu shot, it's usually useless because the flu strain that they made the vaccine from is different than the flu strain that is usually prevalent at the time of the flu season. So the flu shots are worthless. In fact, they usually make people sicker. I mean, all right, don't believe me on that. Go get your flu shot along with your shingle shot. Go ahead. Go take your shingle shots along with your flu shots. Don't believe a word I say. Listen to Jake Tapper instead. Go listen to a reliable source, the Dan Rather of our time. Jake Tapper, the next Dan Rather. But anyway, let's forget him. These minuscule men in the media are not the issue here. The issue is the virus. And I will say this, that when the final chapter is written on the Ebola epidemic in the United States of America, General Dempsey will be remembered as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who tried to protect his troops. And I sincerely believe that the edict of an executive order that is being offered today, and we'll let you know the minute it happens, for him to send the National Guard, Obama, to Liberia to fight Ebola, is an example, or evidence rather, that there's an internal struggle going on between the military and the so-called executive branch. And the executive branch was told by the military that they're not sending any more troops. You're not putting them in danger because they just yesterday overrode everything Obama just said. And everything that moron Frieden said. They said they're going to quarantine the troops when they come back. What the heck was that about? Why would they do it yesterday? Because they're trying to warn America that King Lear doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And that his CDC director is as dumb as everyone thinks he is. Keeps a bowl of condoms on his desk. You hear this? That's his idea of public health. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? That's the playbook that he came from. That's Free Dan's playbook. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? Okay, have a good time, Tom, but you're no longer in charge of the CDC because you don't know what you're doing with regard to this killer virus. You cannot use the same rules that you used to contain the AIDS epidemic. That's exactly what's going on here. The same characters who were put in charge of the AIDS epidemic, Friedan, and the other guy from the NIH, Fauci, who were rewarded for their work in controlling the AIDS epidemic, are now trying to apply the same rhetoric and the same protocols that they used in the early days of the AIDS epidemic, but it's not working. Because the HIV virus is different than the Ebola virus. The HIV virus is very hard to spread, and the rhetoric that they're using is the same rhetoric they used in the early days of HIV, which were correct. It is hard to spread. I wrote a book called Maximum Immunity, published in 1983. It went into six languages. Okay, six languages. Swedish, French, Danish, Dutch, French, English, Portuguese. Maximum Immunity. And it was a popular book in 1983. Houghton Mifflin published it. And it was about the immune system. And there was a whole chapter on AIDS. And I think if you find a copy of the book, you'll see that I said the HIV virus is a difficult one to spread. I agree. I agreed with that. But the Ebola virus is different than that virus. You see, it's much different. And Obama's saying he hugged people. The nurses, because of their work, is an example of what you would have done with nurses who treated AIDS patients at that time. But you don't do it with Ebola. But the fools who were advising him put the president at risk, by the way. The clowns who are advising him put the president of the United States at risk, the same way the Secret Service put the president at risk. He has pretty poor advisors, by the way. Don't assume they all know what they're doing. I think that they put the president at risk, which is a terrible thing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know that what you've just heard from this show, on this show in the last 35 minutes, is golden advice. Nobody in the media is even touching what I'm doing. Nobody has ever been, nobody in the media has been able to compare what they're doing with regard to this disease and AIDS. No one's done that comparison. No one's brought up the scientific or literary references that I've used for your edification. Why? I'm trying to alert you to the fact that there's terrible, terrible fights going on behind the scenes between the military and the executive branch. And some other things that are going on, which I'll disclose. And again, it's only my opinion. I have no contacts anywhere. I don't know anybody in the military, by the way. I don't know anybody in the Pentagon, by the way. Nobody emails me in a secret email. This is all called reasoning. Well, how else would you explain the president's going to today, out of the blue, pass an executive order to send National Guard units to Liberia? Why would he do that? If he has 3,000 to 5,000 troops on the way or there, why all of a sudden National Guard? He's trying to defy the military. He's saying, I'll show you who the boss is. Okay, you're not giving me any more troops? You won't send them? All right, I'll show you. I'll show you. I'm smart. I'm smart. I can do it. I'm smart. I'm not stupid like everyone says. Hey, you got the Fredo piece?
No, send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect.
Terrible. I'm terrible. Life imitates art. Wherever you turn, I'm having to use references from theater, this, that. But Ebola travel bans enacted by 30 countries, but not the U.S. Thank you, Newsmax. A complete list of nations, including Kenya, Zambia, South Africa, but many other nations. And I guess they're all racist nations. I think Eric Holder must be dispatched with the FBI to investigate in Angola, Botswana, Congo, Lesotho, Kenya, Madagascar, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe. I mean, the FBI should send a tax squad into Gabon and Morocco to see why these racist nations are enacting travel bans, because they can't be that smart. How is it that African dictatorships, in this case some of them are dictatorships, have more intelligent leadership than we do? How is that possible? How do you feel about this while this is all going on? I mean, I don't know. Are you as worried as I am? People are losing sleep over this. Let me take some callers, okay? Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Syracuse. Mike, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I just want to say I just finished your book today, and it's in my neighbor's hands. And I got 3 copies of your books, and they're all distributed to my friends. And once I get them back from them, I'm going to put it out. Your book hits the nail on the head. You name names. The facts can be checked up with the index in the back. You must have 35, 40 pages of references. And you are, you know, to me, you're heaven sent. The word is there. I mean, the book just brings everything into focus. And it's easy, you know, I'm no scholar, but I look at the book, I read it, and it all makes sense to me. But I've been listening to you for 10, 15 years. You sent me train tracks one time I got through before you went national. And a little quick story on the bookstore.
Mike, I don't want to take, because first of all, I want to thank you for buying multiple copies to distribute to your friends before the election. Secondly, I want to thank you for being a loyal listener who went out and actually put his money where his ear was. And thirdly, I hope that you do spread the message to your friends about Stop the Coming Civil War, because the emphasis is on the word stop. Thank you so much, Mike. I don't want to talk that much about the book right now, but it's an important part of the story. Do you understand that? You understand this? If you were a member of a National Guard unit and you're going to be ordered to fight Ebola in Africa, would you go? How's that? Am I allowed to ask the question? And why is the National Guard being sent there? What is it for? Is anyone asking why they're sending the National Guard? National Guard? You mean Liberia is part of our nation now? What is the National Guard mandated to do? How does it differ from a militia? What is the National Guard? Why are they sending the National Guard? Why is Obama sending the National Guard to Liberia? Do you agree or disagree? I want to do this. I want a well-reasoning liberal intelligence, member of the intelligentsia, who is listening to this show, to tell me why you agree the president's right to send National Guard units to Liberia to help contain the Ebola epidemic. I'd like reasons for that. I can't imagine one. I mean, there's a travel ban enacted by 30 countries, but not this nation. So on what basis would you justify that? Let's have a reasonable discussion. How's that? That work for you? WABC, Tom, fire away. What's on your mind?
I have so many things on my mind, Doctor, that I'm having a hard time coordinating. First of all, I think our nation's in a state of disaster, and it's scaring the hell out of me. You know, the same political correct crowd who accused Europeans of genocide for coming to America with their viruses and distributing amongst the Native Americans, they're the ones that are saying it's not right for us to close up a country and isolate a country and keep their disease there until it can be fixed, taken care of, and controlled.
Right. That's because liberalism is a mental disorder, Tom. That's because their optic chiasmas have been severed and they see everything upside down. To them, it's a world upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland. Everything they see is upside down. Their optic chiasma is working opposite.
They give them a form to fill out and answer questions that not.
You hear? You hear? Now, if you were a sick person in one of these countries, wouldn't you hop the first plane to America where you'll get $1 million worth of free treatment? Or would you stay in a mud hut in Africa?
I can't answer that because I'm not in that situation. I would feel that it's terribly wrong to risk hurting so many other people.
That's because you live in America and you're a decent person. They don't think that way all over the world, do they?
No. But, doctor, why can't this patient, you lie on the form and you take six a set of medicine an hour or two before, and your temperature's going to...
That's right. Well, what about the illegal aliens that Obama's dumping all over America? And they're told to come back and report. None of them are reporting. How about that? Why is he dumping diseased, illegal aliens on our children? Have you seen that story?
Yes.
I haven't even touched that one yet.
Quiet.
Have you heard about that one? There's new evidence that the ED68 virus that is spreading in our schools is directly linked to the Central American nations that Obama took the children and dumped on our shores this summer by the trainload. Why is he doing that? I realize he didn't want to put ED68 into our children, killing some and paralyzing others. Nobody would say that he brought the enterovirus into the country on purpose. We wouldn't want to get people at CNN upset. But the bottom line is the surge of illegal alien children from Central America and the ED68 outbreak in the U.S. are now linked. Do you understand that? You can find it in peer-reviewed medical journals if you're willing to look for it. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N. I've got a caller on the line that's will tell us exactly why Obama's sending National Guard units to Liberia via executive order, overriding all common sense. Steve from Washington, D.C. on WMAL, please fire away. I hit the wrong button, guys. I may have hung up on
I'll be quick about it. I'm in the Marine Corps and know how these things work. We do not have a doctrine for handling what's going on may happen in this country. Neither does the National Guard. They send in these National Guard people over there to learn how to handle a crisis of a nationwide large masses of sick people. That's the only reason they're going.
So they're not doing it for altruistic reasons. They're doing it for training purposes.
No, 2 months ago, Dr. Savage, they sent National Guard units the Ebola test kit. This was months ago. And now it turns out we don't have a doctrine to test the United States or to handle it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But doesn't common sense dictate that some of these individuals in the National Guard will become exposed to the Ebola virus and possibly transmit it when they come back here?
Well, they have to be around them to learn this crisis management, so they're going to get sick too.
Well, that's why the military wisely announced that they're going to quarantine the U.S. troops that come back, even though I've been criticized for saying the very same thing, meaning that should be done. Hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for that incredible insight. No one in America heard it except on the Savage Nation. Let's ask some Wagner guys. Play it loud. We need Valkyries right now, the flight of the Valkyries, to get me to the teapot on time. When I come back, more on Ebola, the National Guard, and the executive order coming down today.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Now, why am I playing The Flight of the Valkyries by Wagner? Because I like it. And it's dramatic. And because I believe there's no music for King Lear that I could pick, the mad King Lear, I had to pick Wagner, which is, of course, not related at all. We are all standing by waiting for the executive order to come down as we speak from King Lear Obama. He's going to issue an executive order today, they say that he will, to send National Guard units to Liberia to help contain the Ebola outbreak there, according to NBC News. Now, I don't know if you see things the way I do, but I'll ask a few questions. He sent 3,000 to 5,000 military men and women, troops, volunteer military. So let's start with them. Would they have volunteered to sign up if they were thought they were going to be sent into an Ebola zone? I don't think so. It's not what they were told at the recruiting office, so their contract with the military could be voided by a lawyer. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, since Obama sent ordinary volunteer military to Africa already, 3,000 to 5,000, why is he sending additional troops, so to speak, in the form of National Guard? My suspicion is because the military is fighting him. They will not send any more. They've already said behind his back, they went behind him yesterday and said, we're going to quarantine all the troops when they come back for 90 days to make sure they're not carrying the deadly disease. So that goes against the lie he put out of the hugging of the nurses and you can't get it and this and that. Because if you listen to him, he's repeating childish remarks about this virus. Just childish, by the way. Just childish as can be. So let's begin with one of the most childish statements I've ever heard with regarding to this disease, is clip 4444. Clip 4.
I know that people are concerned about the fact that the second healthcare worker had traveled. Here's what we know about Ebola, that it is not like the flu. It is not airborne.
Uh-oh.
The only way that a person can contract Ebola is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is showing symptoms.
Wrong.
In other words, if they don't have symptoms,
wrong,
they're not contagious.
Wrong. Completely wrong. He's listening to the CDC and the NIH. They're giving him advice as though it's the AIDS epidemic, which it is not. The AIDS virus, the HIV virus, to be more specific, is different than the Ebola virus in many ways. And he should know that, and so should Mr. Condom know there at the CDC. Now, to prove that I'm right and that he's being misadvised, and I don't like his policies any more than most of you do, but I think he's being advised wrongly by Frieden and by Fauci, in my opinion. General Dempsey, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in clip 10 says something quite different. Listen to 10.
You know, you'll hear different people describe whether it could become airborne. I mean, if you bring two doctors who happen to have that specialty into a room, one will say, no, there's no way it'll ever become airborne, but it could mutate so it would be harder to discover. It actually disguises itself in the body, which is what makes it so dangerous and has that incubation period of about 21 days. Another doctor will say, well, if it continues to mutate at the rate it's mutating, and if we go from 20,000 infected to 100,000, the population might allow it the opportunity to mutate and become airborne.
So who are you going to believe, President Lear or General Dempsey? I'll let you decide. We're in very deep water here, and the ship has gone down, and we're floating in oil right now, and we don't know where the life preservers are. And so as a result of that, I just ate two Chinese lunches during the break at the top of the hour, not one but two. I tend to overeat during times of stress. I deal with stress in different ways than normal people do. I eat more and I sleep. I try to sleep, but I can't. And so on a comedic note, if you find it funny, I opened up the fortune cookies while devouring the meals during the break, and I don't eat the fortune cookies. It says, you are admired for your adventurous ways. Very nice. And the other one says, soon you will receive a letter from a loved one, probably from the IRS. But the phone number is 855-400-7282. So what do you think about all of this? Someone wrote, Savage has a valid point. Why send troops to Africa that are trained for military combat? Even nurses who are trained have been infected, so why would troops be any safer? That is all we need is for infected troops to come back home and infect family and friends. It does not take a genius to figure this out, CNN. You ought to listen to Michael Savage. Okay, so people are listening. They're listening and they're using their own mind. And if you care to join the conversation on these topics, the phone number is 855. What? Oh, no. Stop it. No, I got bad news for everyone now. Are you ready for more bad news? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Here it is, Ebola Watch, Ludan Hospital testing inmate who had been to West Africa. Possibly Ebola case outside of Washington, D.C. in Ludan County. Oh, God. A Ludan County Adult Detention Center inmate who had recently been to Ebola-affected areas of West Africa has been transported to the hospital in Lansdowne after experiencing a low-grade fever, the first symptom of the deadly virus. The inmate had traveled from West Africa within the past 21 days. As a precautionary measure, because the inmate traveled from a high-risk area known for Ebola, and the inmate was isolated and monitored at the ADC, blah, 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 blah. So there it is. Now it's a new one. Public health authorities say the risk of Ebola is low. Here we go. Here we go. More lies. It is important to remember that people with Ebola cannot spread germs if they have symptoms. The disease is spread through direct contact. Okay, they're putting out the big lie. Don't worry. No panic. Move along. There's nothing to worry. This is a developing story, but it's a truly important story. And I will remind you that it's important that you remember what you're about to hear on this program. Ebola travel bans have been enacted by nearly 30 countries, but not this country, because President Ebola is being foolish and misadvised, in my opinion. Nearly every African nation has put in travel bans on West African countries with significant Ebola outbreaks, but President Ebola keeps listening to the fools who are advising him, and they're making a big, big mistake. Nations with significant travel restrictions include Kenya, Zambia, and South Africa, my friends. That's a huge deal, but wait. Now nations on this side of the Atlantic have begun imposing restrictions, and calls for the U.S. to follow suit are intensifying. Colombia in South America has instituted a travel ban, okay? Does that impress you? What, are they stupid in Colombia? They're dumb. They're not as smart as you. There are nations now in this hemisphere who recognize the danger of permitting people who travel in these countries to enter their country, and so they've done the prudent thing. They've done the very prudent thing. 855-400-7282. I want you to listen to clip number 11. This is the Nurses Union President, Roseanne DeMauro, telling you what she thinks about the government's response to Ebola in clip 11.
We've been told a lot of things that have been wrong. We've been lied to in terms of the preparation in the hospitals, because, and we know this because the nurses are telling us this. And the nurses are the ones who are caring for the patients.
All right. Well, that's a very mild criticism of King Lear. WABC, Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I wanted to tell you, I understand. I'm an English teacher. I understand and appreciate your reference to King Lear. And I wanted to take that one step further and remind you that that play is a tragedy about a man who was so prideful about his own decisions that he ended up destroying everyone around him.
Well, it takes an English teacher to edify me. You know, I know things in a generic way when it comes to literature. You know the specifics, and that's quite insightful, frankly.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the nature of every tragedy. Every tragic character that you can think of brings about his own downfall because of what we call hubris. And I've heard that.
Yeah, but wait, but this president has gotten away with one act of hubris after another for over 6 years, and now it's reaching the point of no return because he's liable to destroy people in this country with the Ebola epidemic. He doesn't know what he's doing here.
It's reaching what we call Shakespearean proportions.
Well, now you know why I, Michael Savage, reached for Wagner and Shakespeare today, because we're reaching that level of epic, epic, epic tragedy, don't you think?
I absolutely agree, and it's one of my favorite shows today. You've had Wagner, you've had Aristotle, you've had Shakespeare. I don't know if it was Whitman or Blake before. It's a great show today.
Oh, yeah, I brought up Blake. Which one did I talk about? The mind that alters all.
Yeah, you're right. I was driving at the time. I didn't remember which one it was.
The mind that alters all, which means if you look at the world through a far-left lens, everything that you see is distorted. Everything is altered. And it may work with regard to community organizing, social engineering, etc., and power grabs, but viruses are different than people. They don't comply to your will, necessarily, do they?
No, absolutely not. And things.
By the way, you've got my attention. I'm very intrigued. Is King Lear still taught in high school?
It is. In the school where I work, one of my colleagues is teaching it this year. It's taught at the 12th grade level. I personally teach Hamlet at that level. I don't teach Lear. But
And what are you told? It's about dead old white males, and you shouldn't teach it. Is that it? You should have a rap singer in rubbing himself on stage.
You know, you'd be surprised, Michael. The teachers I know are not as radical as the ones who end up getting themselves on television.
Yeah, nor those who wind up running the education department, like Arnie Duncan.
Well,
don't
get me started.
Well, it's like the police down in the street as opposed to the police chiefs. I mean, the police on the street know reality. The police chiefs are politicians. It's the same in every system, and that's how the systems work. But when you reach a point where the system is breaking down and you are exposing an entire population to a killer virus, that becomes quite another story. Rick, I'm going to send you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. Thank you for that very literate call. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. All right, we've got breaking news on the Savage Nation. Stand by, everyone. Breaking news on the Savage Nation. As we informed you earlier on the program, I am sad to announce that Obama has just signed another executive order sending National Guard units to Liberia to fight Ebola. I repeat, breaking news on the Savage Nation. He has just signed an executive order to send the National Guard units, selected units, to Liberia to fight Ebola, thereby doubling down on the madness of sending troops into the Ebola zone. I have the executive order in front of me. I will read it to you. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including sections 121 and 12304 of Title 10, I hereby determine that it is necessary to augment the active armed force of the United States for the effective conduct of Operation United Assistance, which is providing support to civilian humanitarian assistance and consequence management support related to the Ebola virus disease outbreak in West Africa. In furtherance of this operation, under the stated authority, I hereby authorize the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Homeland Security, respect to the Coast Guard, when is not operating the service in the Navy, under their respective jurisdictions, to order to active duty any units and any individual members not assigned to a unit organized to serve, shall I read further, as a unit of the selective reserve, or any member in the individual ready reserve mobilization category, and blah, 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 and to terminate the service of those units and members ordered to active duty. This order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefits, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United, blah, blah, blah. In other words, it's a release. Signed, Barack Obama, the White House, October 16, 2014, a day that will live in infamy. A day that will live in infamy. This man has just declared that he is sending selected reserve units and certain individual ready reserve members of the armed forces in the National Guard to active duty in Africa, going against all common sense and going against the hard fact that an Ebola travel ban has been enacted by nearly 30 countries, but not this nation, being ruled by President Obama, who is acting like King Lear, in my opinion. How do you feel about this? If you are a member of a National Guard unit, how do you feel today knowing you may be sent to fight the Ebola virus disease outbreak in West Africa? I think they ought to send a Democrat Congress to Africa, since they're all for it. I think they ought to begin with every member of the Senate who's a Democrat, who supports the president in everything he does because of his wisdom. I think that Feinstein and Boxer and Harry Reid ought to roll up their hems and sleeves and go over there and build those hospitals and make those beds in order to stop the epidemic. I really believe that every Democrat should be going over to Africa on the first flight out in order to show that there's no danger. I believe that I'll believe there's no danger when Feinstein and Reid and Boxer and Pelosi, for that matter, fly into West Africa in order to help the troops, to show us that there's no danger whatsoever. This is frightening. It makes no sense. It's beyond comprehension. Chris on KSFO, how do you feel hearing that shocking news right now?
It breaks my heart. It really does. I have felt for the longest time that Obama is doing this intentionally. He's playing stupid. His whole administration is playing stupid, but they're doing this intentionally to seize absolute power. And how do you seize absolute power? By declaring martial law, first of all, and bringing something like this Ebola here does that exactly. They can.
Well, let's pause right here. So you're of the conspiracy theory group that CNN accuses me being a part of, who actually believes this government is doing this on purpose, knowing well and good that there's a high likelihood they will bring Ebola back into the country in higher numbers. You believe that?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Now, I want to ask you another question. Did you come to this conclusion on your own, or did you read Stop the Coming Civil War?
No, I didn't read Stop the Coming Civil War, but I have been looking at things over the years, listening to you, and everything is making sense. I mean,
yes, the world is making sense. Life must be lived forward, but can only be understood backward. Another literary quote. You hear that one?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
During the break, the dog senses my high anxiety. He is sitting here on the razor's edge, where just as you think things can't get more crazy, they get crazier. The dog is trying to tear a cushion up on my couch. I had to just calm him down and say, Ted, calm down. You won't get dog Ebola. In fact, if you go to your Ebola right an hour, you'll see there's nothing but chicken and kibble in it. There's no, you know, don't worry about it. Go eat some food in the dog Ebola. And now let's play old poor Tom Frieden, who is telling us we have nothing to worry about. There's no chance anyone's going to get Ebola while cases continue to emerge. Please play a little bit of old Tom Frieden. Would you fire away?
It's clear and correct, but we do look at what happens.
Right,
and
this is the man who has a plate full of condoms in his front office, according to reports from when he worked for Mayor Bloomberg banning soda. And I have to quote Edgar from King Lear, where he says, "Poor Tom that eats the swimming frog, the toad, the tadpole, the walnut and the water that in the fury of his heart, when the foul fiend rages, eats cow dung for sallets, swallows the old rat and the ditch dog, drinks the green mantle of the standing pool, who is whipped from tithing to tithing, and stock punished and imprisoned, who hath had 3 suits to his back, 6 shirts to his body, horse to ride and weapons to wear, but mice and rats and such small deer have been Tom's food for 7 long year. Beware, my follower, peace, smoke in peace, thou fiend." Now, why did I read that? Because I could, and I felt like it. I felt like reading from King Lear, because I may have to revert to King Lear for the rest of the week, because I think we have a mad king in the White House, truthfully, surrounded by fools and Toms and tomfoolery of all kinds. Anyone listening to this show have any comment to make about the executive order that Obama signed minutes ago ordering guard units to Africa? How do you feel about that? Michigan, WJR, John, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. I think the active duty military is standing up to them, and the reserve soldiers, the National Guard, they're all reserves. And what he's doing is he's trying to rot the feet out to get to the head. He's going to throw these kids in all bunch of danger.
But so you agree with my theory, or supposition rather, that the military has said, hell no, we're not sending any more over there. And he said, I'll show you who the boss is. I'll send in the National Guard. You think this is an example of a power struggle going on behind the throne?
Exactly right. I spent 23 years in the military. Exactly right. I know it is. I mean, you don't put...
Well, I don't know. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. In other words, he's got 3,000 to 5,000 troops there or on the way. Why all of a sudden the National Guard, a day after the general announces they're going to quarantine all the troops that are being sent over there? He's doing something to spite them.
Dr. Savage, your opinion and my opinion, so we're two guys with the same opinion. I thank you and keep going. We love you up here in Michigan.
Thank you. Well, I got a huge audience around that area. I don't know why, but they do. Michael Savage is a very sane, experienced, and knowledgeable man, a man with a solid reputation for telling the truth, someone wrote. A majority of people in this country trust him. He has the right of free speech. I do not trust CNN and Jake Taphead. I do not trust this administration, especially this president, to tell the truth. I am sure this administration is orchestrating a catastrophe to cause more chaos to acquire more power. Better than half the citizens are finally realizing this. I hope that's not right. But, you know, I named him President Ebola in jest. But that may become his legacy. But you have to understand something. Viruses are different than human beings. Viruses don't conform to the same pressures that human beings conform to. You can't threaten to sue a virus. You can't throw a virus in prison. You can't sick the IRS on a virus and tell it to kick up some more viroids. I mean, there's only so much you can do to a virus. And apparently this community organizer and his cronies are treating the virus responsible for the Ebola outbreak as though they're just Republicans who need to be brought into line. The eye that alters, alters all, wrote William Blake, said Teddy the dog to Michael Savage. Yes, the eye that alters, alters all. This would all be comedic in the political arena if it wasn't so tragic, because we're all going to pay for this. Now let's tie it in to the bigger story for some of us, which is the CDC denies that the enterovirus is linked to illegal alien kids brought in by the very same president and his minions. But this disease, which is common in Central America and Latin America, was very rare in the United States before the summer when Obama dumped about 100,000 of them into this country by the trainload they were brought in. The CDC now records nearly 700 people who have been diagnosed with this ED68 outbreak. Five children have died while infected. Some of them have experienced polio-like paralysis in addition to flu symptoms. Many of us, including myself, who have been on the front lines of this, have tried to show a direct connection to the Obama administration dumping of these 100,000 minors who have been allowed to enter without a health screening. And to add insult to injury, he then flew them around the country without any TSA screening and put them into our schools. Do you understand this? Do you have any idea what I'm trying to tell you? I can only say so much at any one time without blowing it completely. But we are in very deep trouble. And I don't know what it's going to take. I would have thought first it would be another terrorist attack. Then I said, wait a minute, a killer virus being brought into this country and they're not stopping it? They're just giving us double talk and such? Isn't that going to awaken the people? And you know what the answer is? The same 30% of the population that has been awakened is super awakened. And the same 70% of Americans who are sports addicts and entertainment addicts are still as dumb as the doorposts they always were. They are lulled into their narcosis by the government jesters, Bill Maher, the other two, I can't remember his name, he considers himself a great genius. They are government jesters. Bill Maher and that other one, I don't know, I really don't know his name. I know he's very famous and popular. What's his name? John Stewart. is a government jester as sure as I'm sitting here. He is sent out there and has become popular strictly because he keeps the population dumbed down and laughing at anyone who brings them the truth. He is not the jester from King Lear. He is the fool in King Lear. And I will tell you now, the government jesters are as responsible for the virus as anyone else. WABC Michael, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. I'm a biochemist. I have my master's from New York Medical College.
Thank God we have an educated man calling the show. Thank you, Michael. So what do you think about what's going on with Ebola? Am I wrong to be alarmed by this?
No, I also might want to point out, I've studied medical microbiology with a medical school text. And I'm also a mathematician. And I'd like to point out that with the current exponential rate of spread of Ebola in West Africa, it strongly suggests that it is indeed airborne. Because would they have us believe that West Africans are constantly touching each other and exchanging bodily fluids all day long?
They already know not to. They've been told not to do that. So your logic supports your contention.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm laughing because this is commonsensical, Michael. I'm not using any genius insights here. It's common sense what's going on is out of control, isn't it?
It is indeed. And also, you may have noticed if you've watched the videos they've taken that a few weeks ago they were using just hazmat suits. Now they're using hazmat suits with respirators. Why is that? Because they do believe it may be airborne. And I think we have to assume the worst to prevent the worst from happening.
Well, but that's what the military has done. They stepped in and they said they're going to quarantine our troops when they bring them back from West Africa. So Obama the next day says he's sending National Guard units over there. Doesn't that alarm you as it does me, Michael? It's crazy.
Yes, it does. It does alarm me indeed. And I suspect, I'm just guessing on this one, but I suspect that Homeland Security, which I have great respect for, has gotten to Dr. Frieden and other people and told them, don't scare Americans. Well, I say scare Americans to prevent the worst from happening.
Well, that's right. What do you mean? Isn't there not a fine line, but quite a large chasm between alarmism and realism? I mean, there's a difference between alarmism and realism. Alarmism is when you're telling falsehoods in order to panic a population. Realism is when you're telling them what's real in order to protect themselves. And so that's why I say I'm a realist, not an alarmist.
Okay, very well put. And also, I have to add that
you see the mathematics of that statement I just made? I know your mind got it as a mathematical statement. Literally, what I said in words is what you said in words, because if we were to break your words down into mathematics, what you said was logically irrefutable, and what I just said is logically irrefutable.
Okay. And also, I have to add that most people don't know that viruses are measured in so many nanometers. The Ebola virus is 800 to 1,000 nanometers long, that's billionths of a meter with a B. And even the antibacterial respirators will not prevent. You're going to need high-tech nanometer-level respirators to prevent.
Oh, my God. So you're saying the respirators that are in use are ineffective?
Unless we have nanometer-level respirators, we should be mass producing them, if they even exist in the first place. We should be mass producing them now.
But Michael, wait, you know this. Doesn't this mean that the CDC knows all of this?
Well, they must. Surely the CDC knows this, and I believe they were told not to scare people, and that they're afraid to step up because they're going to be fired.
Right. Of course, that's how bureaucracies work. They were just following orders. When the last book on Ebola is written, they'll say, I'm sorry, I knew the truth, but I didn't say anything because I was just following orders. That's what we're going to hear. Michael, you know, it's listeners like you that make the show great. And I want to thank you for calling the program. I have a gift for you. Stop the coming civil war, because I pray I'm wrong. It's that simple, Michael. Now, in order to cap this microbiologist who just called the show, his comments. We have to now play that of King Lear in clip number 4. Please play it now.
I know that people are concerned about the fact that the second healthcare worker had traveled. Here's what we know about Ebola, that it is not like the flu. It is not airborne. The only way that a person can contract Ebola is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is showing symptoms. In other words, if they don't have symptoms, they're not contagious.
Well, there are many medical professionals who disagree heartily with that, and he's doing it only to tell you to, you know, pay no attention, don't worry about it, things are under control. I don't believe a word of it. I think he's wrong, and he's putting us all in danger. And I don't believe this is alarmism on my part. I believe this is realism, and I'm telling you to act accordingly, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. After 20 years on the radio, I'm about to say something I've never said, which is I hope that I'm totally crazy and I have no prophetic genes within me at all. Because what I'm about to read to you should put fear in your heart. Someone just put this up on the internet, and he said that he thinks there's a purposeful spread of Ebola. No source has discussed the crazy incident involving the Chinese national who paid off several senators to conduct research and create a vaccine. He said, just search Gen Far on Bing, and that's all he did to discover unbelievable violations by a Chinese national who made Ebola vaccines in an unregulated lab, then fled to Hong Kong after being sentenced to federal prison for campaign donation violations to senators in South Carolina and others. Listen to this. We have had nearly the same amount of people infected and killed by EBOV variation Ebola in the last month than the previous 37 years since Ebola was, quote, discovered. Does anyone find it weird that a virus that is considered to be one of the most deadly viruses in the world would suddenly become 440 times more virulent? And why would we begin breaking all of our own protocols regarding this crazy virus? It can incubate for 3 weeks until the infected becomes symptomatic and contagious, and we're letting them fly in and even purposely bringing at least 2 people infected to Emory University. This violates our own policies. Even weirder, we just discovered that pigs can transmit Ebola through the air. Pigs' vascular systems are very, very similar to humans. Pig hearts are even used for valve replacements in humans. So a hemorrhagic fever that has been limited to Western Africa for 40 years, that is transmitted by bats and now mutating in domestic livestock, is coming to the U.S.? Luckily, we have a very promising vaccination or cure. It is made by Genfar Defense. Take a guess who owns Genfar. A Chinese national who was convicted on federal charges of bribing senators, mainly Mitch McConnell, into getting access to the virus and funds to make a vaccine. And he quotes the source. After the convictions, the judge strangely enough allowed him free until time unknown against the pleas of the government. This was less than 1 year ago, according to his attorney. And it goes on. At one point, Genfar had up to 20 high-level scientists working on research and development. Dong has said. They had effective vaccines against the Ebola and Marburg viruses, the best ones, he claimed. But vaccine development was halted when the criminal investigation began 5 years ago, but the material has been kept alive in the Long Point Road facility in a freezer. The office has a few employees paid from a loan from a Hong Kong investor group, keeping the vaccines viable according to the motion. And again, he posts the source. And now we have a sudden outbreak, of which at least 2 infected are going to the U.S. against WHO's own guidelines, and involving a virus that was given to a convicted felon Chinese national by our own military on the orders of a bribed congressman. And less than 10 months before this outbreak, Mr. Wang is allowed to travel to Asia to save the company. The company that made an Ebola vaccine with only 20 employees apparently must really be important. Now, again, this is a blog item. It doesn't mean it's wrong, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong just because it's a blog item. Just because it hasn't been put up on CNN's website and read by the new Dan Rather doesn't mean it's wrong. Could it all be greed? Could it all be larcenous greed behind all of this? I don't know. Remember, in America, the streets are paved with gold. And also remember this. There's loss in everyone's heart. This is the Savage Nation. Sorry to be bearing the bad tidings, but that's what we're living through.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
They don't know Ebola from Shinola, but they're passing executive orders nevertheless. Yep, big news, first every day on The Savage Nation. You heard it in the last hour. You heard the executive order that was passed in the last hour by King Lear Obama. He has ordered reserve units of the National Guard into Western Africa to fight Ebola, which is shocking. It's absolutely shocking, given the fact that Ebola travel bans have been enacted by nearly 30 countries, but not the United States of America. Obama keeps mouthing the line that travel bans are not necessary. But even nations outside of Africa have imposed such travel bans. In our hemisphere, Colombia and the Caribbean island of Santa Lucia today, yesterday, added their names to a list of 30 countries that prevent travelers from virus-stricken Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia from traveling into their nation. 30 nations said no. Are they racists, too? Should King Obama send Eric Holder to Chad and Rwanda and Senegal and Gabon and Zambia and Kenya and bring the FBI along to investigate as he's done in Ferguson, Missouri? Because it must be racist on the part of these African nations to prevent such travel. There's no other reason for it. I mean, you can hug an Ebola patient, according to Obama. You can hug an Ebola patient, according to Obama. So why are they panicking? I guess they're not listening to old Tommy Frieden. These 30 nations are not as smart as Tom Frieden. Just not as smart. So the big news first every day on the Savage Nation is executive order passed in the last hour by Obama sending the National Guard of the United States, selected units of such, to West African nations to fight Ebola, which is crazy. Just crazy, especially since yesterday when I told you CNN went to war with me and said that I said that Obama wants to infect soldiers. I never said that. My implication was who but a crazy person would send soldiers to Africa unless they wanted to infect soldiers. It was called a rhetorical question. But that was taken to be a literal statement by the fools at CNN who have no ratings to begin with. I understand that that's how they operate. Fine, they have their job to do and their audience to build, and they're failing at it. And I have my job to do and my audience to build, and I'm winning at it, as evidenced by the fact that my latest book, Stop the Coming Civil War, which I pray, by the way, is wrong. I don't know which part of it I pray is wrong, but I pray the book is wrong. It's a bestseller. It made the New York Times list for next week because it lays out in over 300 pages all of the crimes and misdemeanors that have been committed by this administration with references. Now, why bother doing that? Because the party's not ending. Today, the King of America did it again. He sent, with executive order, he's going to be sending National Guard units into Africa, going against all common sense. And I believe that they're making mistakes that will wind up spreading the disease, not containing the disease. It's that simple. I don't have to be any more explicit than that. And some of you would then go into the Alinsky mode and say that never let a crisis go to waste is what they're doing, that they're taking the Ebola crisis and they're running with it. They're making it worse. They're making it worse in so many different ways in order to control the population. That's how some people see this. I wouldn't expect CNN to see it that way, nor Fox News. I don't think that they would, because they have to play the game a different way. But ask yourself this. If 30 nations said no to travel to and from these nations, why is Obama doubling down on his insanity and not only not agreeing to withdraw the troops from West Africa or stop sending them there altogether in light of the new evidence that it's exponentially spreading, but then double down and say, I'm sending the National Guard now? I'm asking you something. WMAL Steve, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. I'm a specialist in the Alabama Army National Guard. Signed a 6-2. My ETS is this November 6th, and then I go on IR.
Right.
2 years. There's no way I'm going to Liberia. And
well, let me ask, what if you refuse orders? What happens?
Well, you tell me. It's either that or Leavenworth, I guess. What would you do?
Maybe you can do what the Vietnam people did, go to Canada.
That's probably what I'm going to do. I got relatives in Toronto.
Well, there you go. I didn't say you should, but maybe you should consider it. Do you think it makes sense to send you, if your unit's called up, to go to Liberia?
Absolutely.
What sense does that make? It's insanity.
Impeachable.
It's impeachable. It's impeachable. It's insane. There's no Congress anymore. Forget about there's no America anymore. Where's Congress? It disappeared. Now, think about this, Steve. Think about this. The military yesterday says that they're going to quarantine all the troops that come back from there because they want to monitor them wisely for 90 days to see if they're carrying the plague, right? And I use that word loosely. And the very next day, Obama says, to hell with them, I'll send the National Guard now. Don't you think that indicates that there's a war going on behind the throne, that the military is fighting with Obama over this?
I absolutely I agree.
Well, I pity all these young men and women who have to follow orders, because I don't know if I would go, personally, if I was forced to go into a danger zone like that. Common sense would indicate that some of them are going to get sick. Why would it want to be you? Why would you risk your life for that? For what? It's not even in America's interest to do that. That's on top of it all. In other words, I could see you enlisted in the National Guard to defend the nation. How does this defend the nation? Can you explain that to me, Steve?
It doesn't.
It says National Guard. It doesn't say International Guard, does it?
No.
Well, maybe you ought to get a good lawyer.
And can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
Not only are they not touching it, they're attacking you for feeding us the truth. Did you see today that Shepard Smith said, do not listen to the hysterical voices in the media about Ebola?
Yeah, but Shepard Smith is a clown. And he's a sad sack. He did that, yes. He's a yes man. I call him Schlepp Smith for a reason. I have no idea why the man has any credibility whatsoever. He's just a stooge. You know, he's like John Stewart or the others. I call them government jesters. He's a government newsman. You know, whatever Obama wants, old Schlepp Smith will say. Listen, my friend, here's two things. One, I'm sending you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. And number two, Steve, listen to me carefully. I know you're a young guy, you don't have any resources, but I would really investigate through the National Guard what your options are. Did you sign an enlistment paper when you signed up for the National Guard?
Of course.
And did it say where you would be sent or what you'd be doing? Did it give you any indication? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Steve, I want you to get your enlistment papers out, read them over the next day or two, and then I want you to call the show back, and I think that I may turn you over to a lawyer who may take these cases, because I think there's going to be more than one, Steve, of people who are just not willing to throw their lives away as cannon fodder. Stay on the line, Steve, from Washington, D.C. on WMAL. Yes, I realize that this is rather activist of me, but on the other hand, if we have a community activist in the White House surrounded by community activists in the CDC, community activists in the NIH, community activists in every avenue of the media, then why can't I, Michael Savage, be a community activist for the common good? Tell me why. Why can't they just say, hell no, we won't go? Why? Tell me why they can't. Now, many of you will say they have no right. After all, they've got to follow orders. Why don't you go? Why doesn't Harry Reid strap on a uniform and a respirator? I'm sure they could find one big enough for Feinstein's ego and put it on her head. They might be able to get a gigantic respirator for her. She could go over there and show us that they're perfectly safe. This is no laughing matter, and I don't want to be comedic in the political arena, frankly. It doesn't make me feel good to do so. But when I listen to what's going on, and I think of these poor young guys who are being sent over there, I'm very, very worried. Mike at Tallahassee, Florida, thanks for calling the program. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, Mike. If they send the National Guard over there under the jurisdiction of Homeland Security, are they going to bring them back and bypass the military quarantines and just...
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking, Mike.
You know, if that is, but then that's another way he's thumbing his nose at the military and the American people and saying it's a safe thing, that it can't be spread this way.
But it's interesting to me that it's a day after the military went and defied him by saying they will quarantine the troops that are coming back. He said that yesterday while Obama was lying, saying that there's no danger, no risk. The military says, wait a minute, we're going to quarantine them. The very next day, Obama passes an executive order saying, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll send the National Guard over whom I have total authority. It seems to me like there's a power struggle going on behind the throne. And I'm only a commentator. I'm only looking in from the outside. But it has all the earmarks of a good old power struggle. Doesn't it look like that way to you, Mike?
It is a power struggle, and like I say, he's going to bring these people back and not quarantine them and turn them loose in our country.
Oh, God, I hope not. God, if he does what he did with the unaccompanied children, we're finished. We're just cooked. Oh, when is the country going to wake up? Thanks for that call. I wish to God, I wish we were all crazy. My only wish right now is that we're just right-wing, paranoid, alarmist lunatics, and that people like Shep Smith and the new Dan Rather on CNN are correct. I only wish that CNN was right, MSNBC was right, and that we who see things as they really are, as opposed through Obama-colored glasses, are wrong. Yes, that would be nice. A wish upon a star. It's the Savage Nation. They don't know Ebola from Shinola, yet they keep putting out misinformation telling us not to worry, and the disease keeps expanding exponentially. And some are arguing perhaps, therefore, it is airborne. Now, Mr. Obama said, no, it is not airborne. He must be getting his information from Tom the Fool. That's what I think. Listen to clip number four, and let's listen to the president. After all, he's now a virologist.
I know that people are concerned about the fact that the second healthcare worker had traveled. Here's what we know about Ebola, that it is not like the flu. It is not airborne. The only way that a person can contract Ebola is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is showing symptoms. In other words, if they don't have symptoms, they're not contagious.
He's wrong. The evidence contradicts everything he just said. This is the Savage Nation. Would you please read Stop the Coming Civil War in order to stop the coming civil war? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUICOIN. Well, here's some news that's not good. I don't know what to tell you. It's more bad news. I feel like an oncologist who has to give the patient the bad news. I mean, what do you want me to do, hold it back? The cancer is spreading. The cancer of liberalism is spreading. Doctors Without Borders this week said that 16 of its staff had contracted Ebola in the current outbreak, and 9 had died from the disease. Now, remember, Doctors Without Borders is right on the front lines. They're about as state-of-the-art as you can get in this area, and they are getting it and dying. Did you hear what I'm just saying? So we're hearing, no, you can only get it by making contact with an infected person's bodily fluids. Well, maybe that's not so. Maybe that's not so. We hear that the Dallas nurses didn't have sufficient protections against Ebola, but we should think about that. But the infection pattern is quite worrisome. And again, Doctors Without Borders this week said that 16 of its staff had contracted Ebola in the current outbreak, and 9 of them had died from the disease. In fact, Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan, the doctor who led Sierra Leone's fight against Ebola, got sick and died in July. Got sick and died in July. Now, wouldn't you think he would have protected himself intelligently? So what is going on? Around the globe, about 400 healthcare staff have contracted Ebola, and more than 230 healthcare staff have died. What's that about? Well, caring for Ebola patients is complicated. Okay, and it's not quite as simple as avoid bodily fluids. Some are saying it might possibly be aspirated. Might just possibly be aspirated. And as we well know, that most hospitals are not prepared to handle Ebola. Most hospitals are not well prepared to handle Ebola. So it's getting bad. It's getting bad. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Now, what sense does it make to send American troops by the thousands into this zone when 30 nations have banned travel in and out of those countries? And why would Obama have doubled down today with an executive order sending National Guard units there against all common sense and against the military itself? I am telling you that there's a power struggle behind the throne. And look, I'm a fiction writer as well as being a nonfiction writer. You know that. I've written Abuse of Power, which was a best-selling novel. I wrote A Time for War, which is a best-selling novel. This spring, Jack Hatfield returns with another novel based in Mecca, by the way. And so I'm a fiction writer, so I have a vivid imagination. But my imagination also has its limitations, and it's grounded in fact. See, there's a difference between writing science fiction, which is not grounded primarily in fact, and writing fiction, which is, well, somewhat believable because it's grounded in fact. In fact, the best fiction is grounded in fact. So although I write fiction, it's based on fact, and sometimes art imitates life, and sometimes life imitates art. So my friends, all I can tell you is that I can only tell you what I can tell you. And I think that we have a rogue government at this point. I know those are not kind words. I'm trying to tamper down the rhetoric at a time like this. But I think we have a rogue administration that's going against all common sense and certainly against the will of the people. That's clearly true. This man is so out of control, like King Lear, that he is going against the will of the people for sure. And now he's going against, I think, the will of common sense. Now, whether it's because he's not being advised correctly or because he wants to do things his own way, in that he's been used to getting his way with everything, he thinks he can now bend the Ebola virus to his will, which is a psychologically interesting question unto itself, and that would take a psychiatrist some time to think about. The man who thought he could bend the virus to its will. You'd need Jules Verne to write that one. It's the Savage Nation. Let's pray I'm wrong, but would you please help me stop the coming civil war?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I know that people are concerned about the fact that the second healthcare worker had traveled. Here's what we know about Ebola, that it is not like the flu. It is not airborne.
Uh-oh.
The only way that a person can contract Ebola is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is showing symptoms.
Not true.
In other words, if they don't have symptoms, they're not contagious.
You're wrong. That's totally wrong. In fact, he's so totally wrong that I have to play General Dempsey again.
You know, you'll hear different people describe whether it could become airborne. I mean, if you bring two doctors who happen to have that specialty into a room, one will say, no, there's no way it'll ever become airborne, but it could mutate so it would be harder to discover. It actually disguises itself in the body, which is what makes it so dangerous and has that incubation period of about 21 days. Another doctor will say, well, if it continues to mutate at the rate it's mutating, and if we go from 20,000 infected to 100,000, the population might allow it the opportunity to mutate and become airborne.
Finally figured out what's going on. I figured it out. I read when he's sending the National Guard, he's got 3,000 to 5,000 troops sending over there from the Defense Department, right? Why does he have to send the National Guard now to top it off? I figured out what's going on. Now, look, many of you are going to find what I'm about to say hard to believe or hard to swallow because it's only a supposition. But one of the things that I'm listening to is from my analysis. Let me be very clear. People may disagree with me, but they know that I have a mind like a steel trap, which we used to say in the 70s. I was raised on logic and scientific method. I studied Aristotle in mathematical formulae. I can reason using mathematical formulae using them in place of words. And I'm telling you what I figured out. Tell me if you agree. Why would President King Lear suddenly announce he's going to pass an executive order today and send the National Guard into Africa now when he has troops over there and going over there? Because there's a tug of war going on. There's sort of a coup going on. I don't mean a bloody coup. Don't get me wrong now. I think the military has dug their heels in and said, no more troops. We're not giving you any more. We're undermanned all over the world. We're not fighting the war against ISIS. We don't have another single troop. We're not sending another person there, not another troop. So Obama said, oh, really? I'll show you who the commander-in-chief is. I'll send the National Guard. I told you, madness and arrogance are a toxic brew. We are in a very dangerous place. You can make many literary analogies. King Lear is a very crude analogy, but it's not so bad. A better one might be the Caine Mutiny Court Martial, the great Herman Wolk novel and movie, where the captain on the ship in the middle of a storm loses his nerve, and the ship almost goes down, and they court-martial him. I got some other news for you. 17 nations have banned travel. 30 countries have banned travel into Ebola-stricken nations, but not this crazy, sick nation under Obama. Nearly every African nation has instituted travel bans on West African countries with significant Ebola outbreaks. I think that they're racists, even though they are African nations. I suspect they're run by racists. And I think King Lear Obama should send Eric Holder to Africa, as he has to Missouri, Ferguson, to investigate and see if he can bring the FBI against Gambia, Nigeria. He should investigate Togo, Gabon, the Ivory Coast, Senegal, Rwanda, Chad, South Sudan, Namibia, Angola, Botswana, South Africa, Congo, Lesotho, Equatorial Guinea, Kenya, Madagascar. Shall I read the rest of them? Mauritius, Mozambique, Swaziland, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Gabon, and Morocco have all banned travel into the Ebola countries and banned, of course, travelers from these Ebola-stricken nations. And now in our hemisphere, Colombia has banned travel. The Caribbean island of Santa Lucia yesterday added their names to a growing list of nearly 30 countries that block travelers from virus-stricken Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. I would think, therefore, that King Lear Obama should send Holder to all of these African nations and, of course, to Santa Lucia to investigate racism. And then sick the FBI on the leadership of these nations, because there's no question that the reason they banned travel from these nations is because they're racist. Now, it is true that they're African nations, but it doesn't mean that because they're black African nations they can't be racists. In fact, if you look at everything that the Obama administration does, it's seen through the eye of racism. So why should we exclude Gambia, Nigeria, Togo, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Senegal, Rwanda, Chad, and so forth and so on? And I want to thank Newsmax, Nick Sanchez, for putting this list together. Even John Boehner came out of the coat room closet and gave a speech saying that a temporary ban on travel to the U.S. from countries afflicted with the virus is something that the president should consider, along with any other appropriate actions. Good for you, John. That's very tough. Well, the real headline is about me, and it's about CNN attacking me. So I want to play now the attack by a man who had very limited credibility and now has zero, Jake Tapper, in clip number two.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
Well, you dignified it by running it, Jake. What was that about? Since you ran it, you should have fact-checked. And I'll react to Tapper's segment, as I did to WorldNet Daily, one of the two outlets that has supported me in my time of need. And here's what I said. No one else has linked it other than WorldNet Daily, and it says CNN goes to war with Savage, and I want to thank Chelsea Schilling of WND for writing the story and Joseph Farah for publishing it. Here's what I reacted. Here's my reaction. Quote, since health workers in full biohazard gear have contracted Ebola, Why wouldn't we expect one of the thousands of U.S. soldiers sent into the epicenter of one of the world's most virulent epidemics to contract the virus? Common sense would dictate not to send soldiers into this region without expecting some of them to contract the disease. Common sense, which is lacking in Tapper's illogical mindset, Savage. And I went on. Moreover, the U.S. government is violating the primary rule of epidemiology by exposing our young men and women to this deadly virus. And I go on in the article. You can read it yourself on WorldNet Daily or on MichaelSavage.com. Now, you would think that CNN would play my rebuttal, but they won't. That's why they have no ratings. You would think that one of the girls at Fox News would play my rebuttal, but they have very little credibility as well. I know their ratings are very good, but the fact of the matter is, I really have no respect for them anymore. None. I never thought that they were this partisan. I never thought that they were this in the pocket of the administration. I really didn't. In an unprecedented move to protect U.S. troops that might be exposed to Ebola, listen to this. U.S. military commanders are being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Defense Department facility where they will be monitored for signs of the disease and treated if they do contract the virus. A Defense Department memo explained it. And it was obtained, of all things, ironically, by CNN. This is the military's first plan to quarantine troops after the Ebola exposure. Quarantine. So that confirms what I said. Apparently, Jake Tapper should be fired by CNN for being this stupid. Because common sense would have dictated, you want to attack me, Tapper, then take another approach. Don't do it on Ebola, which I know much more about than you do. Attack me on the Civil War. Say I'm crazy. There could never be a Civil War. Say that Obama did not declare Civil War in America. Say that Obama has not attacked virtually every institution in America ever since he became a transformational president. But don't do this. You made some mistake there, buddy. Unbelievable. And by the way, the Defense Department will not reveal the location where they will quarantine the troops. I doubt very much that it will be near the White House. Did you hear this? 4,000 will be sent there into Africa. Of course, they're not going to be treating Ebola patients, at least not now. But the Pentagon said some could be at risk of coming into contact with the virus. No kidding. And I'll say again what I'm going to say over and over again until the American people understand what I'm saying. Nations surrounding Liberia and the other nations infected with Ebola, don't let them to travel into their countries. So what does that tell you? It tells you that third world African dictators are more intelligent than Barack Obama. That's what we have in the White House. Do you understand how dangerous this is? Unbelievable to me. Your life and your health may be at stake. Did you hear what I just said to you? I may be the only credible voice in the American media on this subject. Now, for CNN to have attacked me, I got to play it again. I'm going to keep playing it until you understand what's going on here. Play Tapper. Go ahead, please.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
I've got to tell you something. I've seen propaganda in my time. I've never seen anything like this. For CNN to single out Michael Savage and say that I'm not credible and that I'm unhinged, and yet CNN itself reported that the Pentagon is going to quarantine the troops who are being sent to Africa and observe them for 21 days for fear that they may be bringing back Ebola. So apparently people in the Pentagon know I'm right. But wait, it gets even more bizarre. An ABC medical expert, Richard Besser, listen to what he said in clip 21.
Right now we have a situation, and this is one of the reasons why they're going over, a situation where only 20% of patients with Ebola are being treated in treatment units. And so there are a lot of people who have Ebola who are not in a protected environment. So the possibility of a soldier getting Ebola is very real and something we have to be ready for.
Really? Now that's an ABC journalist who has common sense, Richard Besser. But apparently Jake Tapper doesn't even have the credibility of a high school student on marijuana. How does he keep his job? How do they pay this man? Why don't they fire somebody who's this wrong?
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Well, the big news today has been that Obama is going to send the National Guard to Liberia to fight Ebola with an executive order. Can anyone listening to this show tell me that that makes sense? To take American men and women and send them into a hot Ebola zone when we know that the way to control the epidemic is to not let travel in or out of those countries? Is Obama crazy or what? I believe that we have a King Lear in the White House. Many of you don't even know who King Lear was. We have a mad king in the White House. This is insanity. An executive order to send the National Guard to Liberia to help contain the Ebola outbreak there. That makes as much sense as keeping Tom Frieden in the CDC when he was behind the New York City Big Gulp soda ban. He was the architect of some of Bloomberg's craziest policies. And oh, by the way, he is the only city agency head in New York City, Tom Frieden, who kept a bowl of condoms in the reception area of his office. That gives you some idea of his orientation mentally. This man is not equipped to run the CDC. This man was not equipped to ever run the CDC. He's about as equipped to run the CDC as Obama is to run America. There's less than 20 days left to save America, stop the coming civil war. Let me tell you something. If you think that my title is just hyperbole, tell me why Obama is marshaling the National Guard and sending them into an Ebola zone. Do you think there may be some troops who decide they'd rather go to jail than go to, let us say, an early grave? Never let a crisis go to waste. Never let a crisis go to waste can easily be turned into the phrase, well, help a crisis go along. What do I mean about that? Is he making the crisis worse or better? I'll let you decide on the Savage Nation. Also today, great article from the Examiner. Michael Savage challenges Obama and the liberal media on Ebola as disease spreads. Very important article. Michael Savage, an extremely popular conservative talk show host who has authored a new book called Stop the Coming Civil War, has been severely critical of President Barack Obama and his administration over the spread of Ebola across the globe, specifically its entry into the United States. Dr. Savage has ignited critical attention via such politically twisted phrases as, quote, if you want your Ebola, you can keep your Ebola. It's part of the new Obamacare plan. Dr. Savage has found two audiences, the masses who agree with his assertion that Obama's open borders and liberal policies have contributed to the situation the nation finds itself in, health-wise, and those who think he is causing hysteria. As yet another case of Ebola in the United States has been confirmed. CNN is one of the leading critics of Dr. Savage. Savage, incidentally, has a PhD from the University of California by having studied epidemiology as well as nutrition and botany. With that knowledge under his belt, he has asserted that the Obama administration has absolutely violated every rule of science, medicine, public health, and epidemiology. He has said that what President Barack Obama is doing is a crime against humanity. He claims there is no other way around this. It is all lies. CNN's reporter did a segment on the dangers of Ebola entitled Misconceptions and Myths. And then he attacks Michael Savage and twists my words and says that I'm hysterical. Well, the Examiner caught it. They said Tapper is twisting Dr. Savage's words into something he absolutely did not say. Secondly, the insinuation is that Tapper thinks that American troops should be sent to the regions near the center of the deadly disease. Well, I would remind Jake Tapper and others that as we were arguing over this, the Defense Department issued an order saying that they will quarantine all American troops as they come back from Africa to make certain they are not bringing the Ebola virus back with them. So tell me who's making more sense, me and the Defense Department, who will quarantine the troops as they come back, or these fools in the media who probably flunked seventh grade science? I am not an alarmist. No, my friends, they're simply making it easier for Ebola to spread through their ignorance. They're mouthpieces for the Obama administration. CNN is just doing what they're told. They were sent out to discredit Savage, the man who dared write the anti-Obama book called Stop the Coming Civil War. in which I list all of Obama's treasonous actions since he took office. The book is a blueprint for impeachment. Is it any wonder that the so-called progressive regressives are attacking me as the show is being overrun? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Let's pray for rain, and God bless America.
Savage.